Well, it's time to take one last look at 2012 food prices, as USDA economist Ricky Volpe says.
Food prices really are going to be flat on the year in 2012.
Volpe says that the consumer price index for food at home remained relatively unchanged for most of the year.
The only reason we're even seeing inflation on the year over 2011 is the comparison that we pick up with the early part of the year. When we compare the very high prices of early 2012 with the relatively low prices of early 2011. And that's why it looks like we're going to end up with supermarket prices, retail food prices, increasing just about 2.5% on the year.
But Volpe adds that even though the overall index was relatively flat, that does not mean that there were not plenty of activity in individual food groups.
The food at home CPI is essentially flat on the year, but that does mask a fair amount of variation across the different food groups. At ERS, we track about 16 or 17 categories of foods. And for example, over 2012, we've seen prices increase throughout the year for beef and veal, poultry, fruit, and for the very large other foods category. However, over the same time period, prices have fallen on average for pork, eggs, vegetables, and non-alcoholic beverages, which includes things like soda and coffee. So we've had some big categories moving up, some moving down, and that has ended up basically washing out, giving us a year of overall flat food prices.
But Volpe notes that's not likely to happen next year.
For 2013, we're looking at overall food price inflation to be 3 to 4%.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.